The word of the day is bear. Bears are large mammals that can be found all around the world. There are black bears, brown bears, and grizzly bears. Polar bears are found in cold areas near the Arctic Circle. Teddy bears and stuffed bears are popular among children. The word bear can also be used as a verb. In this case, it means to tolerate, withstand, or endure. Sheila can't bear to live without her husband. John can't bear the pain from a toothache. How much pain can you bear? Many people can't bear to live in areas with extremely cold weather. It's hard to bear the death of a family member. To bear something also means to carry or support weight or responsibility. Inside the walls of your home are beams and joists that bear the weight of the building. You can't entirely remove a load-bearing wall. The President of the United States bears the burdens and daily challenges of his position. The owner of the company bears the responsibility for the safety of his workers. She has a lot of responsibility to bear. The word bear is similar to the verb have when describing a person's looks. She bears a striking resemblance to Marilyn Monroe. His hands bear the impact from years of manual labor. Finally, the word bear is used when talking about reproduction in people, animals, and plants. The simple form of the verb is bear, the past tense is bore, and the past participle is born. Melinda bore 10 children before the age of 40. She can't bear any more children. When were you born? Birds bear their offspring in a nest. Some animals can bear hundreds of babies during their lifetime. Apple trees bear fruit in the fall. Tomato plants bear fruit in mid to late summer. Fruit-bearing trees are a good source of fresh food.